For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Happy Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. And man, can you believe we are entering Thanksgiving week? Goodness gracious. I hope you're thankful. I hope you woke up this morning and got your favorite hot drink and got your blanket and your Bible and said, God, it's you and me. You bowed your knee and you bowed your heart. You said, God, I'm thankful for today. Thank you that you put breath in my lungs today. I've got another day. I've got new mercies today. Thank you, God. And that you can enter this, you know, joyous celebration of Thanksgiving with truth, true Thanksgiving in your heart. But look, brothers and sisters, I had an entirely different set of radio programs. I was ready to broadcast for this week. And within a one-hour time limit, we received four, you know, to these people, and I'm sure they are, urgent prayer requests. And the only reason I say that that way is I really read through them. I can feel where it would be like, hey, you guys are going to have to pray on this stuff a little bit. And so the Lord impressed upon me, you know what, switch your shows out. I want everyone to focus on what I call Hezekiah's prayer out of the book of Isaiah, chapters 37 and 38, and I'm going to break those down all week, and it's going to be a way to help you pray. And perhaps you're like praying from a place of panic, anxiety, a place of unrest. Well, I want you to go through this with me this week and learn how to pray from a place of trust and a place of confidence in our God, because our God is God. I want you to pray from a place of knowing his character. He is God. When you know his character, you can pray and trust and know that it will be well. God is God. He's in control. He's got my back. But I want to do that. We're going to begin in Isaiah chapter 37, chapter 38. Chapter 38, verse 2, you'll see a profound statement. And then I'm going to backtrack. But Isaiah had received four different crisis reports coming his way. Chapter 38 and verse 2, one was that he was going to die. And the Bible says he put his face to the wall and prayed. Brothers and sisters, when you are facing something, a wall stands still, doesn't it? A wall doesn't panic. A wall doesn't jump on your bandwagon of panic and say, well, what are you going to do? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? No! He puts his face to a wall and he prays. And the good news after this prayer is God extends his life. But I want to open today's broadcast with, put your face to the wall, just you and God, and say, God, here I am. God, it's me. God, help me to not be in a place of panic, but I want to pray from a place of trust. I want my confidence to be in you, not the report. See, I'm going to go into that all week, because in chapter 37, again, I told you I'd backtrack, Hezekiah gets a bad report again prior to the one that I just gave you, but I wanted to get that line in there. He put his face to the wall. In chapter 37, an army is set to destroy him and his people, all of Judah. And it's fascinating how Hezekiah takes certain steps and God hears his cry. And we see in chapter 37, verses 14 through 16, you're going to have to tune in all week now. But Hezekiah receives the letter from the hand of the messengers and he reads it. And he went up to the house of the Lord, number one. He spreads the bad report before God. He says, O Lord of hosts, number two. He cries out, knowing God's character. Notice, O Lord, you're the Lord, God of Israel. You're the one who dwells between the cherubim. You're God. You are God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. He's acknowledging the character of God. This is the way to begin praying from a place of trust and confidence rather than a place of anxiety. Join me all week on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.